All right, it is Tuesday morning. Port Huron City Council met last night for the first time in 2020. Joining us right now is the mayor of Port Huron, Pauline Repp. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. It seems like forever since I've talked to you.
It has been a while, what with the holidays and all, but now it's back to normal and back to business. And City Council met last night. I want to kind of go through the agenda and talk about some of the things you did, including meeting some new hires in the Port Huron Police Department, right?
That's right. We were introduced last night by the Chief Platzer to three new police officers that they hired. And as he said last night, that brought us up to full complement, except that now we have two people who are retiring, so we will need to add another two. So it seems like you just get a couple more, and then some are retiring. Obviously, that does happen with transition. But, yes, three new officers.
There's been a lot of transition recently, but a lot of these officers that hire in Port Huron and stay there for years, and many of them make a whole career out of it.
That's true. So we've been having retirements over the last couple of years of people who have been there for their whole career. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see. Last night you accepted a grant from the Tony Hawk and Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation for that new skate park at Optimus Park. That's going to be a big deal, isn't it?
That really is, and that's such a nice thing because it's had a lot of support and it's not only the city that's pursued grants for it, but you had the support of a group of local people who actually went out there pounding the pavement looking for money. Epley's from the bike shop, they were big behind that. And so this is really nice. They did reach their goal, and then this was an additional amount of money in order to have some green technology in the design. So that is moving forward.
A lot of emphasis on parks and recreation in Port Huron in recent years, including plans, I think, in the next year. We're going to see some work in front of McMorran as that turns into a new public access plaza. And that'll be pretty exciting as well.
That's going to be really great down there. It's going to really add to our downtown. And I haven't seen the design in its ending stage, but they will have, they're planning on maybe a nice rink with a warming area and a stage, and it's really going to be a nice area. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Oh, I am too. I think it's going to be really a nice addition downtown. The city is looking for public input, and I know you're going to have a public hearing to hear comments regarding housing and community development needs in the city. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, every year we have this. This is not unusual every year with the funds that we get through the federal government, CDBG, and home funds that we get. We are obliged to have a public hearing in order to have people come forward and see what they believe our needs are as far as where the money goes for those. We get some money and we need to distribute it to the different areas. So we usually put a plan together ourselves, but certainly then we also encourage the public to come forward and say if they see a specific area. I mean, we've done a lot of different things over the past. A lot of that money goes to low and moderate income areas, obviously, to redo homes, and we've given money for different. I'm trying to think of something off the top of my head, but I know we gave money to Sanborn and Gratiot Memorial Home once for a new heating system, different things like that because it treats. So there's different areas where it goes. So if someone is feeling there's a need, they should come forward on that. The meeting is going to be January 27th.
All right, very good. What else is on the horizon as we look at a brand new year in the city of Port Huron?
I know, really, we're getting ready. Next month, we will be having our annual goal session in February, and for the council to kind of see what things we want to pursue during the year, and to also kind of recap on what we have accomplished over the past year. So we have that coming up. Getting into budget time, which seems like it just gets over and it's
right
back
absolutely.
Again. And of course, finishing up. I know the city manager is finishing up all the paperwork and et cetera, that in order for us to go out for bonding for the unfunded liabilities, that should be pretty much ready to go to market in the next month or so. So that's a good thing. And we're still working on what we're going to do as far as the marijuana issue as to where we might allow locations of places that sell it. So
and that's
still being pursued.
And actually doing some research on that and looking at what other communities are doing, right?
We are, yes, we are. We're looking at other communities that actually already have facilities where it would have been a medical marijuana at that point, but are planning on going into the recreational as well. So we are doing a lot of homework on this to see that if, in fact, we move forward with it, that we do it right.
All right. Pauline, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We'll talk again very soon.
Yep. Thank you, Paul.
All right, you bet.